Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected with railway network. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipiryu emphasizes importance of showcasing local talent and preserving authenticity of tribal designs. High-level consultative meeting held on human-elephant conflict in Wokha district and Nagaland Minister Mitsuo Jamir says Nagaland government is sustaining highest employment ratio in the country. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected with the railway network. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge today in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, he said that development projects will provide fresh momentum to the progress of Jammu and Kashmir and are a huge celebration of India's unity and willpower. He described Jammu and Kashmir as crown jewel of India, adding that Chenab and Anji Bridge will serve as gateway to prosperity for Jammu and Kashmir.
आज वादी कश्मीर भारत के रेल नेटवर्क से जुड़ गई है कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है उधमपुर श्रीनगर बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है भारत के
Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipiryu today emphasized the importance of showcasing local talent and preserving the authenticity of tribal designs. He said this at the inauguration of the Nagaland State Emporium in Kohima. Describing the emporium as a small corporation but a significant milestone, Dr. Ryu said it will serve as a symbol of unity and diversity by bringing together the art, craftsmanship and culture of the state's 17 major tribes and numerous sub-tribes under one roof.
This imperium is the identity of tribals of different tribes. Nagaland is known as tribal state and land of festivals because from different tribes, colors, combinations, motifs, designs, with the efficient and traditional artisans, we have so much talent. So as to showcase, and every piece expressed the spirit of our ancestors.
Calling for collaboration between the Department of Industries and Commerce, Women Resource Development and the Handloom and Handicrafts sector, the Chief Minister urged a unified approach to promoting Nagaland's cultural products at a commercial level. He also stressed the need for proper documentation of traditional designs, dances, songs, food and motifs. He noted that any changes to traditional designs must be approved by the tribal bodies.
All should be documented and where necessary, improvised. But we the tribal women or men who will approve the designs, the color combination, and it should not be done without those approvals. It should be documented, photographed, and moving towards the painting, our original ethic.
He further encouraged mechanization where necessary to boost production and make Nagaland a leading hub for indigenous arts and crafts. Chairman of the Nagaland Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation Limited, Prasile Pena, informed that the project was completed at a cost of 11.25 crore rupees. During the program, Chief Minister Ryu and Advisor Industries and Commerce, Hekani Zakhalu, launched the Unity Shawl for both male and female wear. Nagaland State Department of Environment, Forests and Climate Change today held a high-level consultative meeting on human-elephant conflict in Wokha District. Minister of Environment, Forests and Climate Change, C.L. John, and key dignitaries including Agriculture Advisor Mathung Yanthan, MLS Y.M. Humtsoy and Achumbemo Kikon, and District Disaster Management Authority Chairman Vinit Kumar attended the meeting. C.L. John expressed concern over the rising human-elephant conflict, calling it a serious departmental issue. While ruling out relocation due to practical challenges, he stressed the need for elephant birth control measures and assured that necessary steps would be taken. The issues discussed in the meeting included funding, compensation for affected farmers, stronger field presence, wildlife education, and early warning systems. Community representatives present in the meeting demanded additional forest guard deployment, compensation and defensive equipment to protect lives and livelihoods. Nagaland Minister of Rural Development and State Institute of Rural Development, The Mitsubo Jamir today said that Nagaland government is sustaining the highest employment ratio in the country. Addressing the 5th General Conference of the Central Naga Students Union in Dimapur, Mr. Jamir urged the young people to not only wait for government jobs, but to explore in various fields. He said that even though the Central Naga Students Union is a very young organization, there is unity that will lead in progress in thoughts and mindsets. Mr. Jamir emphasized that the three tribes of Ao, Lotha and Sema as the pioneers have contributed to the development of the Nagas. He encouraged them to come together and show that the Central Nagas will always contribute for the well-being of the Nagas.
I would like to emphasize on the employment policy issue, the fetus will be given the chance to govern. We have NPSC, we have instituted the NSSB, and we know our three tribes, we are far ahead of other people. Given the right choice, given the fair platform, given the equal opportunity, we will strive. And we will once again be on the top. Take advantage of these employment policies and ensure that you do.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on their app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on cultural heritage preservation, a key to reviving India's civilizational pride.
Over the last decade, India's cultural resurgence has unfolded like a vibrant tapestry, rich in heritage, diverse in expression, and confident in its global reach. The government has taken significant steps to honor India's true nation builders, ensuring their legacies are preserved and celebrated beyond political lines. Campaigns like Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav celebrated the nation's sacrifices and achievements, and long-pending memorials, including Pradhan Mantri Sangrahalaya, National Police Memorial, Tribal Freedom Fighter Museums, Bharat Mandapan, and the new Parliament building have been transformed into proud symbols of national unity. Under the Ek Bharat Shreshtha Bharat initiative, events like the Kashi Temple Sanghanam and the record-breaking Mahakumbh 2025 saw participation from 66 crore devotees, with participation from 23 crore people and new records set in 2024. Yoga has become a global movement, positioning India as a global voice for wellness, supported by 24 memoranda of understanding, Ayush visas, WHO partnerships, and academic chairs worldwide. Ayurveda is gaining international recognition. India has also expanded its presence on the UNESCO World Heritage List, boasting 43 World Heritage Sites and 62 more on the tentative list. In addition, events like the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves are showcasing India's media and entertainment talent on the global stage. From festivals and yoga to music and art, our culture is now being seen and respected in many countries. Today, India's rich culture is not only shining at home, but also spreading light across the world. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nipiru, has greeted the Muslim community on the occasion of Eid al-Zuha. In a social media post, he expressed hope that this festival of sacrifice will bring peace, harmony and abundant blessings to all people. Dr. Ryu called on the people to continue to uphold unity and mutual respect in a beautifully diverse society. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening we explore on Trikona or the triangle posture. Trikona means a triangle. Tri means three and kona is an angle. The asana resembles three arms triangles made by the trunk and the limbs. It helps in preventing flat foot and strengthening the calf, thigh and waist muscles. The asana also makes the spine flexible and improves lungs capacity. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected with railway network. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipiru emphasizes importance of showcasing local talent and preserving authenticity of tribal designs. High-level consultative meeting held on human-elephant conflict in Wokha district. And Nagaland Minister Mitsubo Jamir says Nagaland government is sustaining highest employment ratio in the country. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.